皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、ともゆきです。
Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 2, Lesson 15. Are you missing your Japanese dog? Thanks as always for joining us. Tomoyuki, what did we learn in the last lesson, Lesson 14?
In the last lesson, we learned how to ask and say where something is. For example, escalator wa doko ni arimasu ka?
Which is, where's the escalator? In this lesson, you'll learn how to say that something or someone is not in a certain place. For example, John is not at school, or it's not here.
That's right. What's happening in the conversation?
Masato, Taylor, and Chiemi are still at the airport and they're having a conversation.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Taylor-san!日本へようこそ。
あ、マサトさん、お久しぶりです。
お久しぶりです。ちえみちゃん、サラちゃん、久しぶり。
久しぶり。
あれ、マトリーはどこにいますか？
マトリーはここにいません。マトリーはカリフォルニアにいます。
残念。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
Taylor-san, 日本へようこそ。
あ、マサトさん、お久しぶりです。
お久しぶりです。ちえみちゃん、サラちゃん、久しぶり。
久しぶり。
あれ？マトリーはどこにいますか？
マトリーはここにいません。マトリーはカリフォルニアにいます。
残念。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
テイラーさん、日本へようこそ。
Taylor, welcome to Japan.
あ、マサトさん、お久しぶりです。
Oh, Masato, long time no see.
お久しぶりです。
Long time no see.
ちえみちゃん、サラちゃん、久しぶり。
ちえみ、サラ、long time no see.
久しぶり。
Long time no see.
あれ、マトリーはどこにいますか？
Huh? Where's Muttley?
マトリーはここにいません。
Muttley's not here.
マトリーはカリフォルニアにいます。
Muttley's in California.
残念。
Aw, that's a shame. So, Taylor and his family and Masato have finally met up.
Yes, finally.
Masato sounds really happy to see them. He gives them a great big welcome.What does he say again?
He says, 日本へようこそ。
日本へようこそ。Welcome to Japan.
That's right. This is a really nice phrase.
If you break it down, you get
日本
Japan
へようこそ
Welcome to.
That's right. The pattern would be place へようこそ.
And that would be welcome to place. Okay, let's look at some other words we saw.
Okay.
The next one is
残念。
That's too bad, or that's a shame. Masato said this after Taylor told him that Muttley, their dog, wasn't with them.
Yes, he said, 残念。
Oh, that's a shame. So, if anyone tells you something that's a shame, or something that's bad news, you can use this 残念。It sounds a little casual, right?
Right. If you want to sound polite, you can add this after it. 残念です。
残念です。Good to know. Okay, and lastly, we have a phrase that is review, We learned this one quite a while ago.
Yes, and that is, お久しぶりです。
お久しぶりです。Long time no see. It's the first thing that Masato and Taylor say since it's been a while since they've seen each other.
This is the perfect phrase for that situation.
Yes. Okay, and with that, let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to say that someone or something is not in a certain place.
So, we are making negative sentences, right?
Right, we'll be making sentences in the negative. First of all, we're going to be using the words we've been using in the last four lessons, I think, and those are あります and います.
Remember that あります is used for objects, and います is used for people and animals.
Right, and they're both used to talk about existence, someone or something existing or being somewhere. This time, we'll use their negative forms.
Okay, let's get started.
All right. First, let's talk about inanimate objects or things. What is our pattern?
It is item wa place ni arimasen.
Item wa place ni arimasen. And that means item is not in place. For example, let's say you were looking for an ATM machine inside a building or a convenience store, and you wanted to ask someone if there was one.
ATM wa ここにありますか?
Is there an ATM machine here? If there wasn't one there, they might say,
ATM はここにありません。
ATM はここにありません。Remember that ここ means here. Let's break the whole sentence down.
ATM
ATM
はここに
here
ありません。
Does not exist.
ATM はここにありません。
There is no ATM here. Let's have the listeners try and repeat.
Okay, repeat after me. ATM はここにありません。
Our pattern is a little long this time.
Yeah, I think so.
So, as always, you can leave off the subject if it's obvious what you're talking about.
Right, so you could say, ここにありません。
And this means, it's not here, or there isn't one here. Okay, so what's our next pattern?
Person or animal は place にいません。
So again, that's person or animal は place にいません。Person or animal is not in place.
So, for example, in the dialogue, Masato said, Matori はどこにいますか?
Where's Mutley?And Taylor replied,
Matori はここにいません。
Mutley is not here. Let's break it down.
Matori
Mutley
はここ
here
にいません。
Is not, does not exist. So altogether,
Matori はここにいません。
Mutley is not here. Okay, listeners, please repeat.
Matori はここにいません。
Great, how was that? By the way, in our example sentences, we use the word ここ a lot, but remember that you can put any place here.
Yes, some other useful ones are そこ there, and あそこ over there.
And also, just remember to keep the difference between あります and います straight.
Remember that あります is for things, and います is for people and animals.
Okay, listeners. Please try making some sentences in the comments section of this lesson.
We can check them and give you feedback.
It's a really good way to practice what you've learned here. Okay, well that's going to do it for this lesson.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to read the lesson notes, too.
We'll see you all next time.
じゃあ、また。
テイラーさん、日本へようこそ。
あ、マサトさん、お久しぶりです。
お久しぶりです。ちえみちゃん、サラちゃん、久しぶり。
久しぶり。
あれ、マトリーはどこにいますか？
マトリーはここにいません。マトリーはカリフォルニアにいます。
残念。